Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Here's a role reversal. A growing number of Chinese companies are now bringing manufacturing to the United States. For years, of course, American cities such as Dayton, Ohio, have watched factories pack up and head overseas. Well, now a Chinese auto glass maker plans to open up shop in Dayton. They'll move into an old General Motors truck plant. For member station WYSO, Lewis Wallace reports that that is a very big deal for a former factory town.
Death knell, nail in the coffin, final blow. These phrases are often used to describe GM's decision to close the Marin assembly plant here in 2008. Former GM employee Kate Geiger describes what followed.
Buildings closed down, parking lots growing up with weeds, for sale signs. You know, there's a McDonald's that's been closed for 20 years and they've never done anything with it.
Geiger works as a graphic designer now, and here in her office, you can actually see the corner of the mostly empty GM plant through the window.
We're now beginning to see some really good news for the Dayton area.
That's Ohio Governor John Kasich at a recent press conference introducing Fuyao Auto Glass, China's biggest windshield maker.
Fuyao Glass announced that they were going to purchase approximately 1.4 million square feet of the former General Motors facility.
David Burrows with the Dayton Development Coalition says the deal brings with it at least 800 jobs. That makes it the biggest Chinese investment ever in Ohio, though it took millions in subsidies to attract it here. State officials hope this becomes a trend.
What has happened in the last 5 or 6 years is actually marking a profound change.
Giorgio Rizzoni is with the Center for Automotive Research in Columbus.
Every 2 or 3 months or so, there is an announcement of Company X is reopening manufacturing plant A in Michigan or in Ohio.
It's simple math, really. Production costs are going up in China and down here. That's in part because U.S. workers are more productive and because auto industry wages have dropped since the recession. But Ohio's still playing catch-up. In the last decade, the Dayton area alone lost 40,000 manufacturing jobs. So there are workers to spare here, and a lot of nostalgia for building cars. Again, former GM worker Kate Geiger.
I was actually thinking about applying for a job there because I love being a forklift operator, and I miss that work.
Geiger knows she'd take a pay cut, but she says making cars is in her genes. And when she heard about the glass factory,
I think inside I secretly did a little happy dance. You know, I hate seeing the building deteriorate. So I'm really glad that somebody's going to move in and take care of it. I thought they were going to bulldoze it.
She can just see the shiny new windshields rolling out of Fuyao, shipped off to assembly lines for Honda, Kia, and who else? General Motors. For NPR News, I'm Lewis Wallace in Dayton.
This is NPR News.